Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. As I said before the break, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, WPATH, WPATH, has been pushing experimental surgeries for minors, and of course they're all experimental. You look at these transitioners, the thing that nobody ever talks about are detransitioning and all the problems that come with it. Dr. Roy Eapen here with me, endocrinologist, senior fellow of Do No Harm. Doctor, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Shocking experimental gender surgeries for minors is how the headline reads in the New York Post. I've been pretty shocked from the beginning. What are the new surgeries? What are these shocking experimental surgeries that I'm maybe not heard of yet?
Well, some of the things suggested is a surgery where they have preservation of the penis and adding a vagina for non-binary people and eunuch surgery. I mean, just very odd things that never existed in nature, and which is what the WPATH people actually say on some of their tapes. The WPATH files have been very interesting. A lot of it was known before, but it was never all put together like this, and it basically shows that what purports to be a scientific organization, which actually gives guidelines to many of the other organizations like the Endocrine Society and the American Association Academy of Pediatrics, is not really a scientific organization, but really is an activist organization.
This is shocking material here, creating sexless bodies that resemble department store mannequins. You know, and you say, you know, I actually saw a case on the internet. I saw a video of these two individuals arguing in court. One still male, the other who had transitioned to female had been neutered. Testicles were saved in a formaldehyde jar in the refrigerator that was then thrown out, and there was an argument over what kind of damage had been done because the testicles that had been disarticulated, I guess would be the appropriate word, were in the refrigerator and then thrown out during some sort of a fight. I mean, what kind of a science fiction horror show am I in?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not sure, and with the other thing that's I find interesting, I've read reports that some of these surgeries have 55% complication rates. I mean, you know, generally when you go to have a surgery, you want something that's necessary, that's safe, and the complication rates are very low. And I don't think we're seeing any of that. If you talk to some of the detransitioners, many of them have had all kinds of post-surgical complications.
Well, they're permanently under medical care, aren't they, doctor? I mean, you can't just do this. You're going to be on these drugs, very serious drugs for the rest of your life. By the way, here in the last week or so, the UK, England, banned the use of all of these drugs that would be used previously for chemical castration but have now been used for so-called transitioning. Not allowed for children anymore in England. At least somebody's waking up.
They're not allowed in general. They can be used in clinical trials, but you know they're going to be much more limited by the NHS. And that's not the only organization that has decided this.
I think that, you know, from where I sit, the only trial that those drugs should be used in is trials for the doctors that are performing these draconian Frankenstein experiments. Am I wrong?
Look, I always want to think that people mean well, but sometimes, you know, when I'm listening to the WPATH files, I'm listening to people who know that there are problems with consent. You know, some of the doctors on these files were saying that, you know, it's very hard for a kid who's 14 or 15 to consent to fertility, to never having an orgasm. Some of these kids haven't even taken high school biology. And you're then trying to get them to consent to things, which, you know, I've had patients who, you know, when they're 20, they never want to have children. And when they're 30, they're begging me to try and help them have children because,
right.
You know.
So let me ask you this, doctor, because this is something that it goes back to something my father used to say when we raised hunting dogs. He said, I would never have a hunting dog spayed or neutered before they're a couple of years old. He said, because otherwise you remove the hormones. And if you do that to a female puppy that's five, 6 months old, you end up with a little girl for the dog's entire life. Same thing, you end up with a little boy for the entire life because they don't develop properly. Hormones are there for a reason, to develop people, to develop bones and skin and internal organs and all of these things in your mind and all these things. Critical, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people are now calling puberty some kind of disease. Puberty is not a disease. It's what we've all gone through for the last 100,000 to 500,000 years as humans. It's a vital part. And it's interesting what you said about intelligence. There's a couple of studies that are quite troubling from the UK and from other places that, you know, some of these puberty blockers may decrease IQ. Now that's not completely clear. Those are only preliminary studies, but we don't know exactly what these things are doing. And, you know, if you're giving them to children, you have to be absolutely sure what you're doing. You have to be absolutely sure that these are not harming kids. And yeah. I don't think we have that evidence, and I don't think they should be used except in very extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah. You know, even high-profile people, and I'm going through this New York Post article as we're sitting here talking again. You know, Jazz Jennings, I Am Jazz, this person had their own television program, had to have multiple surgeries. Vaginoplasty, apparently, when you create a vagina, had numerous follow-up surgeries because it doesn't work. You can't just create this thing. You can't just create, and I've seen the horrific pictures of creating a penis where you take a chunk off their arm or off their thigh to create this thing that looks like a water balloon, for God's sake. It doesn't look like a penis. It doesn't look like anything that is supposed to be there. It's an appendage of some strange sort. And again, I'm going back to Frankenstein terminology. And if this shocks people listening, I'm sorry. Go look at the pictures. It's disgusting. This is not healthcare. This is not medicine. This is science fiction horror. There's no other term for it, doctor.
Well, I mean, you know, these are non-functional appendages, which
or cavities.
Are made to sort of look like a male appendage, but, you know, they don't really do anything a male appendage would do. And, you know, and then there's all kinds of complications from all of this. So, you know, you have to be, I mean, I don't recommend surgery to people unless they absolutely need the surgery. And, you know, in the case of, you know, it's one thing for
adults. This is a surgery. I'm sorry, but there's no way you could ever absolutely need this surgery, is there? Dr. Roy Epen is here with me. I mean, this is elective surgery, period.
Yeah, well, for adults, that's a decision that I'm, you know,
but it's still elective.
But yes, it's elective surgery. I mean, they keep telling me that people will commit suicide unless they have these kinds of surgery. But
except that the suicide rate of transitioners is higher than those that didn't go through it at all. But don't let the facts slow us down.
Some studies have shown that, and then there was a large study out of Finland in children, and you know the rate of suicide was higher, but it correlates more with mental illness than it does.
Isn't having your penis removed or a fake vagina installed, isn't that mental illness by definition?
I mean, as I said, in adults, you know, people have the right to make their own choices, but in
do I have the right to say I identify as a one-armed man and show up and say, doctor, take off my left arm because I identify as a one-armed? Who would do that? Who would take off somebody's functioning left arm?
Unfortunately, there have been cases in the past where that has happened. There have been unethical surgeons who have done that. But you know, I see your point, but you know, you have to, look, we live in a free society, and adults should be able to make informed choices. My point is that children cannot make those kind of informed choices, and we should not be doing these things to children.
Yeah, we no. And like I said, the only trials that should be ongoing are those for the doctors, or so-called doctors, the butchers, might be a better term for those that would do such a thing. Such a horrible thing to young people. Dr. Roy Epen is an endocrinologist, senior fellow of Do No Harm. How do they find your website, doctor?
You just look up Do No Harm. I don't have my own
That'll
website.
That'll be fine. All right. Do no harm. The place to find it online. You can be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Doctor, thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Greatly appreciate it. These doctors that are willing to do these disfiguring procedures ought to be held to account. That's what I say. Go to SteveGruber.com. Send me an email. What do you think? SteveGruber.com. Send me an email. Tell me where you come down on this whole transgender health issue. It's been good having you here this week. A special thanks to Dr. John Locke, Dr. Roy Apin, and others. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. We'll talk next time.